What's good, y'all? I sent both of y'all mics. I'm guessing ain't nobody speaking today. I guess I'm gonna wait on somebody to. There we go. What's good, Peach?
Hey, good evening.
What you got up for this evening?
Was wondering where you were earlier, actually.
What you mean?
I don't know. It just came to me like, oh, I wonder where Franklin is.
Oh yeah, I've been studying all day. Or sleep, so
Ooh, studying.
yeah, cause I'm gonna take this a state exam to sell insurance for the state, so I've
Neat.
been studying for that.
That's cool.
It's decent, but like I asked you, what have you been doing all day?
I was actually reading, and then I heard my phone do a little noise.
What noise?
A notification.
What noise you make?
It's kind of like a doodle for Twitter.
Never heard that. How you do that?
It's just a notification sound with the phone.
My phone just vibrates.
Because you don't have your sound on.
What? How you turn it off? Yes, I do. I can hear you. My sound is on.
Sound for notifications, I mean, like your notifications are just gonna vibrate.
Is it in the same area as the regular sound?
I think so. Or it could be in the notification settings.
This will be figured out at a later time. But what's good, philosopher?
Copy. We live.
Man, this is not the military.
Nigga, I have a general mindset everywhere I go, nigga. Never been in the military, but I'm 5-star, cuz.
Don't even know what you. All I know is you said something. You said copy. I don't know what the
I
rest
said I got a
was.
general mindset. I've never been in the military, but I'm 5-star, cuz.
No, I'm talking about before that. He was like, copy,
Oh, yeah, I was
copy.
just saying copy,
What's
cuz that's how I open up every phone call. You
military
gotta put niggas
is.
on guard, bro.
I respect it. I respect the grind. Oh, I got 3. I can see the grind, my boy. What you got up for tonight, man?
One second. Dude, why is this shit? Oh, this should be taking me off. What I got for the night, man? I'm about to probably go to this coffee shop, do a little bit of coding, study up, man. Maybe.
Coffee shops is open at 10 o'clock.
Bro, I took a nap. Cause I got a nice little workout in, got some swimming, did about 20 minutes of swimming, did some club swinging. So you know, niggas get back, they sleepy. We got Monday off. So you know, wait, do we have Monday off? Monday's a holiday, right?
Yeah,
What's Monday?
think it's President's Day.
We ain't got no President's Day off.
That's a federal holiday, if I'm not mistaken.
Cause I be subbing. All I know is like they didn't give me a day to sub on Monday, so I just know I'm off today. So no hustle. We gotta get into
Oh, that's
cybersecurity
nice.
before school lets out. So niggas make sure they got a job. I ain't trying to work in a warehouse for nothing for the summer.
Hell yeah. Would you about to sign up for some business around town or something?
Well, I might be a summer camp counselor. I might do that again. That shit was fun. I checked this robot company. They're looking for robotic engineers, which is kind of like a bullshit way of saying you gotta follow robots for the day on an e-bike and just make sure they do what they're supposed to do. We got a couple offers, but I'm gonna come find something. Hopefully I can get like some type of debug or job or something. or cybersecurity before this year lets out. So I'm going hard on this shit. I also, side news, man, I might have some Macy's coming for people. I'm working on some emails.
What you mean? Because you know niggas been looking for those.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm been emailing a couple companies. Now I'm going to try to do like some affiliate link shit where I just get like a little bit of a side money off it. I talk to somebody. And then from there, just get the affiliates, build some money up, then buy my shit wholesale. And then if I can figure out like maybe like if I can find some type of steel mill or a steel worker to actually build the shits out for me, man, that would be the clutchest thing I can get done. So that's what we got operating on Mace Philosophy over this side.
Oh, shit, because you know niggas trying to get into that little that Mace swinging type shit, you feel what I'm saying? Because, nigga, I need your, you got some Asian calf muscles. I need those.
That's for football, though. I want to see if I can, I don't know if they'll let me on those on the plane. But if I can bring those to the conference, that would be legit.
They damn near not gonna let you them. They damn near not. Them bitches is a weapon, for real.
Well, I know. Maybe I can get on carry on because I'm there's. Well, shit. I don't know. It's just levels to it. So I don't know. I have to like, ask around and see what I can get done. Figure that out. But what we got cracking for tonight? Wait, hold on. Let me drop out. See if I can get my Bluetooth so I can talk to that. So I'm not. Talking to my phone.
Hi. But yeah, Peach, I see you dropped in. Did you? Or do you know what the title is in reference to?
Yeah, he was a mathematician, right? I remember that's for something about volume and circles.
I appreciate you knowing exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, I named it that because
What are you? You like Greek stuff?
Yes, actually, I do. Why you say that?
Because I think you've done something Greek thing before.
Yeah, I've done a few.
Talk about it a lot.
Yeah, I've done a few Greek spaces. I've done some on Greek mythology. I've done one on the battles with Hannibal and shit like that. I've done a lot of my Alexander the Great. I've just done different spaces like that because I'm very fascinated by Greek history. So
really,
yeah, it's very, very fascinating to me because outside of a lot of Middle Eastern African nations, it's one of the core centers of historical advancement. Like that whole Greco-Roman area time period. Especially during the Pax Romana, it was just so many advancements in terms of government and human movement. You feel what I'm saying? Things like and then it spread upwards towards Europe. Then you got guys like Machiavelli now writing books. You feel what I'm saying? And now they got shits where those type of events weren't thought about. Those advanced levels of governing people, because that's how we got to where we are today. Mm-hmm. The way the world is ran. So I feel like just studying that time period gives you a very accurate depiction on what they do nowadays, or even how to run or how to govern your own life, or how to govern the people around you. So that's okay. Why I typically use a lot of Greek mythology or Greek history, I'll say.
They made me study that in school for like 3 years with gifted in middle school. Dude. I wasn't the huge fan.
See, what did they make you study?
1 year, we did nothing but Greek mythology, the typical Zeus and all of them niggers. Excuse me. Zeus and all of them. And wars. And then I want to say it's always the pretense for everything. For like my civics type courses, that was always the pretense. Like I remember there were so many units over. This was like the predecessor to this, and this came first, and the Greeks were doing it this way, and then this other guy invented doing it this way. And I want to say Greek shit is the basics of everything when it comes to like science units. You had to study Socrates and this guy and that guy, and then I know with math, Archimedes was one of the things that we had to study too.
That's because they never really go like super in depth. Like I feel like when we
talk about, because I was in honors courses, that's probably why I got that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you're in the honors courses, they'll give you some of the deeper guys. Like, they'll give you the deeper teachings of Pythagoras or, like we said, Archimedes, or they'll go into, you know, the advanced Socratic principles and stuff like that. But they don't tend to do that a lot. Like you said, they tend to keep it towards the regular basic ed, no. Yeah, they'll keep it towards the things that lead to how people talk about American government and how it leads to that shit. So it's never really a fully, it's never really a holistic teaching of these people. Because a lot of their teachings came from African people. So I wouldn't even, they'll even admit it themselves in their teachings that, yeah, we went over to this country, this Northern Africa. But they won't ever say, I realize they never say a specific place, but they always just say Northern Africa, Western Africa. And they always, my bad, I'm also rolling. They just never account for the fact that these teachings come from these places. So it's not far-fetched to read what these men say and follow it. I won't even say follow, because now you're not supposed to follow nobody's shit to a T, but just to take some credence to it. But a lot of people, I feel like even like lately, they get turned off to these guys because of the notion of white man and white attachment. But even if it is attached, it came from us still. I'm also rolling.
Right, Mr. Space Etiquette. That's neat. I'm glad you have an affixation for this.
Yeah. What's good, Francesco? You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to go see you want to speak and whatnot. But yeah, I just like this type. I've always liked this type of stuff. I've always liked the things that make you think, like even when, any type of history class I had, and it was talking about any type of historical area, I would always study it out completely. Like, I'd always read the entire chapter or book, whatever, before everybody else, because I wanted my own complete understanding of it. And then I'll get to different names that they come across in the book that they just like to brush over. And then I'll learn that these guys had way bigger parts in history that I would see. Like, when I was first heard about Aristotle and Socrates, the way they taught it, you wouldn't even think they taught that much. But then I did my own research. I found out it goes all the way back to the first philosopher, or the person that they got regarded as the first ever philosopher. His name was Thales. And it was a nigga who predicted the first eclipse. And everybody thought this nigga was a fucking magician just because he was able to do that off simple astrological and mathematical principles. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, they don't ever teach about, I just don't ever get why they never go about these things, but I can understand why nobody's also interested in stuff like this, because it can be intellectually complex. And even when you become able to understand these things, it makes how you think complex. So not many, you can't even bring this type of stuff up again about in many rooms with people. Cause Kanye told me this shit once, the most intelligent person in the room tends to get ignored until it's time to use that intelligence, because it makes perfect sense. You feel what I'm saying? Because even that's why I titled it Archimedes, because I'm like, this guy was the greatest mathematician ever. He came up with the law of buoyancy. He came up with he made center of gravity famous, stuff like that. And but you have to, I often think about guys like this, what would it be like in their personal life? Like, how do they interact with people on a social level? Because sure, they got these big ass concepts, but how do they speak regularly? How do people feel about them regularly? Do they have normal interactions, or do they just spend all their time thinking? Or do they make mistakes like regular people? Because the smarter they are they allowed to make mistakes? And that's one thing that kind of made me want to make the space, because I just feel like people who are regarded as more intelligent than the average person don't get the chance to make a lot of mistakes. They get their mistakes held against them a lot. And that's kind of why, because I wanted to see if anybody else observed something like that, because I know everybody I talked to on here is relatively intelligent. I seen you finally back. What's good, Phil?
Nah, don't give me that much credit, bro. what was I about to say? That's a funny statement, man. It's true. People don't listen to smart people until shit hits the fan. Then they want you to solve the problems. It's like, bro, I don't know how to solve the problem that y'all created. Like, I was trying to tell you guys to break that problem because I know how to solve it when we got to that point. So this is funny, man. But Archimedes, I don't know. I don't have that much. Well, no, I remember his name in physics because I remember in physics class there's something about Archimedes' principle or something like that. But no, man, you gotta clarify more on it. But I do support the Greeks, man. Those are some fascinating characters. I played. I learned a lot about them through what was that game? The one where Assassin's Creed. I learned a lot about them. Bro, are you really gonna be up my ass like that? It's crazy. No, but yeah, man, continue though. I wanna learn more. Interesting.
Well yeah, I could definitely go deeper into who Archimedes was, but I kinda the more so purpose of the space was not even to harp on Archimedes. It was to harp on the concept of hyperintelligence, because the guy was even remarked by Galileo as being superhuman in nature. So imagine being around a person that smart to where they seem superhuman, or being such a level above other people that the way you converse and speak and try to...
I got you.
Yeah, you feel like they make them understand something is often they'll regard you as either freaky or superhuman if it's not towards them. They'll be like, you always got the right thing to say. You feel like you're so good with your words, you know what I'm saying? But then when you put it on them, then you're not the right, then you're saying something else, you feel what I'm saying? And that's
what I think intelligence is, at least in my fucking, at least when I'm finding out, is whoever has the best, like, so say we got to go from A to B. Intelligence is simply understanding how to go from A1 to A2 to A. Whoever has the most steps in between from A to B is what I would classify as intelligence. So it's the ability to break
things down. You mean the most steps or the least steps?
No, the most amount of steps. So, like, think about it like this. Like, if we're following a map, you can say from A to B. Now, somebody might tell you, okay, I got A1 to A2 to A3. The person I rather follow or that I'm going to trust most is the person that tells me from A1 to A24, because it means that they have more, they understand more particular nuances from getting to A to B. Because at the end of the day, we're going to the same spot. So it's kind of like if you think about like somebody who's telling you how to jab. There's somebody who teaches you how to jab, and then there's somebody who teaches you the purpose of the jab, and there's somebody who teaches you the scenario which you should use that jab with the purpose, and then there's somebody to show you how to counter off that jab, but it's still a jab, but they're showing you the multitude of ways and the sophistication of that jab, if that makes logic. So that guy is more valuable to me. That guy is more intelligent because, yeah, the other guy could just tell me you just put your hand out there and you hit him, but I want the guy that's going to give me the multitude of options off that particular thing. Because that's simply that's teaching. All teaching is teaching people a series of steps to get to the desired outcome.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely it. So, I agree with that viewpoint. I think the problem is a lot of people do not like to follow that viewpoint. They like the simple. They like the A1 to A2 to A3 because it's less to understand, and then combine that with this notion of not wanting, because everybody believes they're super significant, you feel what I'm saying? And right, that makes them not want to follow. So, of course, you don't want to space etiquette, please. Appreciate you, my boy. But when you combine those two things, it makes it the most intelligent person in the room, the one who has that A1 to A24 process, the one that avoids even the most minor perturbations in that path that can cause great disturbances in whatever systematic approach you're taking. They don't want to consider that, because all of a sudden, if you think of that, they were like, they're envious in a way that you had, that they have not thought of that. You feel what I'm saying? Or they're mad that you had a better way. You feel what I'm saying? All of a sudden, they look like the person that does not have the better way. What's good, my good? Say it.
What's up, y'all?
What's good, my boy? I just seen you grab the mic, so I just wanted to see what you had on the topic.
No, I was just listening to what y'all was saying, and I just, you know, and as far as like intelligence goes, right? I believe in the growth of intelligence through conversation with intelligent people, right? When you look at people like Plato, Archimedes, Pythagoras, and even, you know, on like, you know, the African side, you had some, you know, some guys, you know, some people on that side too, some mathematicians, and even in the Arabic culture, right? They all bounced each other. They all bounced ideals off of each other. And if you look at some of their teachings, right, and their theories, they all complemented each other in a way. So one never disproved the other, but one could, you know, one could disprove the other, or it could buoy the other's point, or what's the word that I'm looking for? It can galvanize,
expand,
yeah, expand it, and solidify. That's the word I was looking for. Solidify one's theory. So, you know, it's just, I think when we get into, you know, in particular, just in reference to like these spaces, right? Intelligent people should be expanding upon, we should be able to have a conversation with each other. And, you know, if Frank says something about MMA, right? You know what I'm saying? Or combat sports, right? I played team sports. I can liken my experience in that to his experience in MMA or combat sports. And though one side is an individual man, you know what I mean, having to defend and you know, not dismantle, but like, you know what I'm saying, assert his dominance on another man, right? I'm one man that has to do that not only for myself, but for a team. So we can throw in different theories and different goals, right? It's the same kind of concept, you know what I mean, assertion of power and force. So I can either embolden and solidify his theories from his experience, or I can disprove them, right? Or we can bounce off of each other. And that's where intelligence comes in and then turns into wisdom.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely 100. Because a lot of people don't aim to bounce an idea off the other person in order to get a proper reflection of that idea. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's if somebody comes, because they often don't understand the nature of complex arguments, because what is a complex argument? Just a chain of simple arguments, but they can't connect each chain. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if I say the sky is blue with clouds in it on a Tuesday afternoon, they'll argue the fact that the sky isn't blue with clouds on it, discounting the fact that I said on Tuesday afternoon. And so they don't fully understand the concept because they're arguing one point, and when they can't, they don't allow the person to finish the next point because, yeah, I know where you're going, but you don't know where I'm going because you're not adding the final part of it. And that creates an entire disruption in whatever tangent you're taking. And so these conversations become just a bunch of piss matches and dick measuring contests. And it leads to how people act. And it's very indicative of how people act in real life, because I used to think this Twitter shit was just Twitter shit, but I just see how people act, and it's not. This is how people act in real life when you talk to them, because in real life, people, you can just walk away easier because most people are smart enough to not push it too far. You feel what I'm saying? But on here, people push it as far as they fucking go, to the point now they're yelling out their addresses on the goddamn space and whatnot. And it's kind of, it's not as weird as it used to be no more. But hold on, I'm lotioning my hands.
All right, here we go. Back on. Now, you know what's also interesting when I think about Archimedes? I don't know. I read Ben Franklin's autobiography. Fascinating fucking character. Because this dude, he was reveled as a genius. And people always look at him like, dude, how... Sorry, man. I got background noise. Yeah, what the fuck did I fart? No, but... is one of the interesting was his thought process and how he looked at information. And he was constantly experimenting with people, objects, and just manipulating the world around him. And that's another thing that brings you intelligence, as far as like I'm concerned. It's just like this ability to constantly be testing the waters. The more you test things, the more data you're getting back. That's all intelligence is, and that's the way that you like the same way when you're boxing. The reason you got as well or got as good as you did, it's through experimentation. You figure out what works for me, what doesn't work, okay, I can't be Mike Tyson because I don't have the frame, so let me stop doing it. But you experiment with it. I might be a better fit for like a Tommy Hagler type body type. So the more you kind of manipulate your environment, play around with shit, eventually you kind of figure out a system that works for you. And I imagine Archimedes is very similar to that in that way too.
No, hell yeah, he definitely is. Like most mathematicians, physicists back then in that antiquity time, you feel what I'm saying? Niggas was very, very experimental, you feel what I'm saying? They did a lot of different mathematical jumps in logic and followed it up with different ways to fill it out, you feel what I'm saying? Like, obviously, motherfuckers went from believing the Earth was the center of the universe to knowing that the sun was the center of the universe in like 20 years, you feel what I'm saying? So different major jumps in how shit worked out happened, you feel what I'm saying? So that, like you said, that's how intelligence was developed. But we can also see that these guys in history, they were incredibly ostracized until their advents became publicly usable, publicly efficient, publicly understandable, you feel what I'm saying? And that, I feel like that's a lot of us how it works. That's why a lot of intelligent people connect, but they don't walk around in real life and connect. And even on here, sometimes they don't get to speak fully and freely, you feel what I'm saying? Because their ideas are not of public efficiency yet. But when they do become public efficiency, these intelligent people become the forebearers of history. All of a sudden, people have drawn portraits of you, but now they're drawing portraits of you where your beard is long as hell and gray as fuck. It's almost you're not youthful enough to fully accept and expound upon farther along than what you could have. Because we've seen different people, when they were young, they'll have some type of experiment, do something good. Like, let's take just to keep shit simple, Leonardo da Vinci, you feel what I'm saying? He started his shit young, you feel what I'm saying? And people hyped him up young, you feel what I'm saying? I think he was, if I'm getting my ages right, 23 when he started going crazy on his art and stuff. Or did no, he didn't start with art.
Was he sculpting or? I don't know. Have you read that book, Mastery? It's a good book. Tells a lot about the stories about these guys because they all have very similar things, like you were saying. Like they.
I put me here to that book for sure. DM me that bitch for sure because I'll read it for sure. But whatever, it was some craft he started up that. And he just went that he was getting praised for when he was young. And we obviously can see to this day what that expounded upon. He had large notebooks full of experiments, full of different shits, even at some point different languages where he wrote the book backwards. You feel what I'm saying? That takes a high level of intelligence because niggas still can't fully decipher it to this day. You feel what I'm saying? But
I was gonna say another thing. The reason they don't like a lot of these guys to get praised as geniuses when they're early is because they have figured out most things at the teenage age that most people don't figure out until they're well into adulthood. But the thing is, they're so advanced that the time hasn't caught up to their genius yet. So they don't usually get praised until usually after they die, because by then, now their inventions, their ideas and concepts are now relevant because they were able to see so far ahead into the future. Like, that's one of the things Ben Franklin spoke about. He's like, damn, it makes me so sad to have to die because I wish I could see another 100 years to see if I was right about the shit that I predict or how things will play out.
And the one aspect, that's kind of the curse of. Well, it's not. I wouldn't even say it's a curse of human existence. It's just the other side of human existence. You feel what I'm saying? Certain things only come together with time, and intelligence is one of those emergent concepts that you can't even fully grasp as being nearly a disadvantage to you until you actually grasp on the gap between you and the level of the people around you. Because if we think about how humans are normally supposed to be on this planet, we don't need to be as intelligent as we are. We just need to know how to do certain things. You know what I'm saying? So this intelligence that we have now causes a lot of confusion in our wiring and circuitry. And so just imagine hyper-intelligent individuals where their IQ starts to span over 125, 130. Then you start to get a very different individual from the average human. Now, these humans are often not very understood it all. And that's the main crux of what I wanted to talk about today. How intelligent people are underratedly a very misunderstood portion of the human bell curve. And when I speak on the human bell curve, I mean, so 68% is in that middle, then you got about 13% on each side or some percent on each side of that. You got about 1 to 2% on the edges. And those are the people I'm talking about, because those when you start getting over 135, 140, you know what I'm saying? Those are people I'm speaking about. And that's where I don't assume most people I talk to are on that same IQ level. I know there are some people on here that are at least near that level. Like, I'm sure the people who stopped in today and they already knew who the title of the man was and knew at least something about him are near that level, because most people who are not don't even recognize the man's name or his role in history. So that's kind of just what I wanted to talk about. I'm glad y'all stopped by and whatnot. I don't know if anybody wanted to add anything else on that topic real quick, but I usually don't run into spaces that long, just 20 minutes to an hour, and it's been 30.
Well, I'll drop this last thing, because I had a DMT trip, and I came up with this theory, which is like the great man dilemma. So, like you said with the bell curve, there's very few individuals, there's a bunch of circumstances that have to occur. So maybe if there are 10 geniuses that are born, maybe only one or two actually make it through their entire life to like 80 or so. And what happens is these men end up creating or adventing things that create a new frontier for basically the retards to like follow into. And so if you think about it, it's like almost like an oval. Well, not an oval, but it's like a half a circle. And so these new, these geniuses, they create something, like maybe it's the advent of the car, maybe the boat, whatever they create, and they allow for new uncharted territory to be enveloped. But the problem is they usually die before they get a chance to see that thing into maturity. And so what happens is you got a bunch of retards that essentially come in, fill in that new semicircle of a frontier, and they create new problems. And then from those new problems, we did have new circumstances that create new geniuses. And then these geniuses solve the problems that the retards created in the new frontier. They create another frontier, like, say, the internet or social media, and then they die off. So all the people that kind of create the internet, they're pretty much dead. They might be dead, gone, or too old, or irrelevant to the circumstances. So now we got all the dum-dums that came into the internet, and now we got a whole new host of problems. And from this new host of problems that we got in this internet age, somebody's going to come that's a genius that's going to create another frontier. And then that, like, same thing's going to happen. So say like Elon Musk might create something that creates a new frontier. He dies off before the thing ever gets truly into full maturity. Then all the dum-dums come in. They create a new set of problems. And then this cycle just keeps replicating itself, where we got the dum-dums create problems. Smart people get born from the dum-dums. They create a new frontier. And then it just keeps repeating the cycle. So I don't know if that makes any logic. But, yeah, that's kind of one of my theories that kind of came up.
No, it's a very accurate theory, because when we talk about these cycles and these cycles of intelligence, the human brain has not changed that much over the course of our evolution. So it leads me to believe that the level of intelligence that we have now is simply an emergent factor of the amount of shit that we've created over time. Because technology is, from a civilian standpoint, I'll speak on, because just to keep things as objective as possible, you feel what I'm saying? From a civilian standpoint, the most of the technology we have is not new in regards to its pure functionality. It's only new in regards to its aesthetic value. And so, like you said, it's all the same problems, just resolved by the same level of intelligent individuals. My bad, I got a text message, but... It's the same problem solved over and over again. That's why I think right now we're in the cycle of the dum-dums have created the major problems. And right now we're in the midst of being able to begin to solve them.
Facts. You can see what social media, what it has become now, from what it began.
Exactly. Like, even when it started, like, when it was shit in the early stages of Reddit or 4chan or the early shit, shit was normal. You feel what I'm saying? Niggas acted like normal human beings and just meeting across the shit. Now niggas are entire caricatures of internet fads. And it's weird to not see real. Like, you see people be joking around, like, oh, this nigga born in 1902, or this nigga not a real, this nigga old as hell. Like, yeah, because this shit is new to me, you feel what I'm saying? This ain't how I roll a lot, you feel what I'm saying? So some of this shit be new, some of this shit different, but yeah, man, that's all I really wanted to chop it up about today, man. I just wanted to get that going and whatnot. Appreciate you stopping by, dropping the affirmative.
This has been pretty dope. Thanks for hosting this.
Oh yeah, thank you, Peach. Thank you for stopping by, giving the Southern support and hospitality. Not once have I heard any type of squirrel noises, so I appreciate it for sure. Appreciate you saying it out loud for stopping on by, man, dropping the married man wisdom. As always, we need that knowledge over the hemispheres and Twitter spheres. And yeah, so I appreciate y'all stopping by. I'm gonna probably catch y'all in one of these other spaces or something.